Now it's time for Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.
Recently, there has been news regarding the possible closure of the longest-standing Māori radio station, Te Upoko o Te Ika. The news comes as time runs out for an ongoing dispute to be settled between the licence holders of the station. The local iwi radio, who currently hold the licence due to older legislation put through by a former national government, is looking to expand and wants to merge with Upoko. This has meant Upoko cannot access its monthly operating funds from Te Māngai Pāho. Operating on its reserve funds means the station may only last until the end of the month, and 11 people will lose their jobs. As well as this, the tuakana of Māori radio will cease to exist. There has been a number of calls for the government to step in and stop this from happening. New Zealand First is an advocate for iwi radio, so I spoke with Jenny Marcroft about her perspective on the matter.
What it sort of seems to be at the core of it is a licensing issue. So if we go back and look at history a little bit, back to 1991, I understand there's a cabinet minute which just sort of wanting to clarify, but it was under the national government that all radio licences were to be returned to iwi. Now that in itself is an absolutely great thing, but at the time Radio Wātea went to court to get an exemption from that because they sort of wanted to act under for urban Māori and have a station relating to Māori that lived in Auckland. So Wātea got an exemption. Upoko, being a Māori society, they didn't have enough money to go to court, so they weren't able to get an exemption. Now what's happened is there are two iwi that relating to the current frequency that Upoko is broadcasting on, Te Ati Awa and Ngāti Toa Rangatira. Now, they also have a station which is called Te Ati Awa Toa, and they want to further expand their broadcast into the Central Business District area of Wellington, and so they're wanting to reuse that frequency that Upoko are currently broadcasting on. Now, as the iwi, they are the licence holders of that frequency. So, under the funding arrangements with Te Māngai Pāho, Te Māngai Pāho can only fund the licence holders. So as Upoko is not the licence holder, they have frozen the funding. That's my understanding of the situation so far.
Why has that only suddenly happened, though?
Because the licence holders want to expand their broadcast from their station down into the CBD, and so they require that frequency. So that's why this seems to have come to light.
But it's a Crown, the legislation behind that and the funding decisions behind that is a Crown initiative, right? How is it that the Crown can support both the iwi radio station and the Māori community station to be on air?
Well, this is a discussion that's going on this week. There are meetings tomorrow to try and resolve this licensing issue to see if Upoko can continue broadcasting. So it's a situation at the moment that the government is aware of. The minister is setting up meetings between the various parties as well as Te Māngai Pāho to find the best solution forward. And so that's currently where we're at the moment. New Zealand First, we're absolutely supportive of iwi broadcasting, of iwi radio in particular, and we want to see a continuity of our stations in terms of funding security moving forward into the future. And we know that broadcasting generally has, the whole landscape has changed over the last number of years with the way people engage with their media. And what we do know that is radio hasn't really suffered the hits that other broadcasters like television has, for example, as people change their media behaviours. Radio's dropped a little bit, but not to the same extent that, for example, television has dropped as people use more of a digital device to engage with their media. So we're very supportive of finding a really strong, solid pathway forward for our iwi broadcasters and radio in particular. And that's the current work that the government's doing at the moment. It's all going on behind the scenes, and hopefully once we have a program outlined and we've worked and talked with the iwi stations as well, we'll be able to find a good pathway forward.
So New Zealand First, we know you're supportive of iwi radio, but are you also supportive of Upoko staying on air?
absolutely. If they are a vital, vibrant part of the community, which our iwi radio stations are, very solid iwi broadcasters, we're definitely supportive of it. I mean, they're a pioneer radio station. It would be really sad to see them no longer exist. It might be that they you know, I mean, the whole issue of frequencies and who owns them and who is broadcasting on them, that's sort of a wider issue we're looking at. And is there anything else available in the spectrum? Those are the discussions and issues we're looking at the moment.
Like you say, it was a pioneer, and Julian Wilcox is calling it the Tuakana, so it's the older sibling of all these iwi radio stations, essentially. And with Wātea being able to kind of prove the necessity of them, I suppose, and having a more general station, you know, why can't that be then applied to Upoko?
Well, it was to do with coming back to what I mentioned at the beginning, how that Wātea went to court to get an exemption to hold that frequency, to hold that licence. Upoko wasn't able to do it at the time, so those are conversations that will be had over the next couple of days. There are meetings with the Minister tomorrow.
And is that a possibility in terms of supporting them to get that exemption?
I don't know the detail of that meeting. I will be... I'm hoping to be able to attend that meeting, so I'll have more clarity once we're in there, inside that meeting. But certainly, I am, and my party is very supportive of iwi radio into the future, and we need to do what we can to secure these really important community broadcasters.
Absolutely. Is there a sort of timeline on this? Obviously, the station itself has a timeline, funding-wise.
Well, the funding, we understand Tumanga Pāho has already frozen the funding. They've been working on their reserves. Upoko is close to running out of their financial reserves. We would like to see, as Te Whakaruru Ho, the umbrella governing body of iwi radio, has already put out a plea to Tumanga Pāho to allow them to do this work, to secure some funding to carry over until these discussions have been held. I would be supportive of that as well, just so we can get through these necessary conversations to find out what we're to in the future.
We've been speaking with Jenny Marcroft from the New Zealand First Party.